Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Boy, do we have a unique show for everyone, right? I mean, I'm soaking wet. Now, if you're listening to this after it's been recorded, I was just doing live weather in a downpour in gusty winds over 40 miles an hour. I am soaking wet.
It looked like a hurricane.
It did. It was awesome. So I am sitting here wet. It's a special show. We have Tim Hopkins here. Whoa, whoa.
Go, Tim.
So, Tim, behind the scenes guy, right?
Yeah. It's been a while since I've been in the
studio. Since 24, you said?
I said June of 2024 was the last time I was on the
really?
Podcast. Yeah, it's been a long time.
And he's back.
And I'm back, baby.
See, it feels like it wasn't that long ago. I mean, the only thing I remember about that is that one lady who said that Tim was cute.
From Center Moreland.
Oh, that's
yes.
Right.
Yes, she wanted to know if he was single.
Okay.
And I was like, wow.
He has an update.
I have an update. Anne-Marie, I'm sorry, but I am now taken.
Oh. Yes, yes. He has a lady friend,
yes,
so
yes.
Ladies, just calm down.
And Tim's going to be great for this because, Tim, how shall I say this tactfully? And I think you're going to take it as a compliment. You're kind of an old soul. You're a 20-something, but he has seen movies from the 50s, 60s, 70s. He's steeped in pop culture that goes way back. It's like he's a 45-year-old man with his brain, very knowledgeable, and he has wisdom.
Well, what do you expect when grandparents are your babysitters?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You've learned a lot.
Instead of Sesame Street, it was TV Land, you know?
Yeah, there
I
you
love
go.
It. I love it. Well, you're going to start us off then.
Oh,
so remember,
okay.
Folks,
wow.
Mr. Curiosity, it's as good as you make it. Get your questions in brownbag at WNEP.com. Wow. One word, brownbag. At WNEP.com. We answer them. We never know what we're going to get.
I am a little rusty here. It's been a while since I pulled one out.
Let's wait. So you better get the bell ready just in case you're nervous here.
I've only ever rung it one time in here. So
ring the bell means move on.
Yeah, I was surprised. I listened to our last podcast and John rang the bell.
What was that one?
Yes.
Do you remember?
I remember, but I'll tell you later.
Okay.
We can't talk about it.
Oh, I remember that one too. All right.
Yeah. Okay. This is an interesting one. Okay. This is from Rusty in Danville. Have you ever noticed so many stores all use the same red tone for their logos? As I'm driving past shopping centers, everything blends together. I'm talking Giant, AC Moore, TJ Maxx, Burlington, Staples, Harbor Freight, Pep Boys, Ollie's. The list goes on and on. There is no difference in the red tone. We need diversity in red.
So he's saying the same. And coincidentally, you have a beautiful red shirt on.
I do.
So what does he mean by like the actual, like it's not light red or auburn or orangey
maroon
red or maroon. It's just
saying
red.
It's like
fire truck.
He's saying it's like the same red over and over again. Yeah, maybe he's like confusing the logos, I guess. So.
I haven't ever thought about that, but I think he's right. Yeah.
Let's picture some of these. So Target has a bright red.
Obviously.
Chick-fil-A has that same red.
The right red.
Yeah. Wise Markets, Giant.
I can't picture those. But
TJ Maxx
has that same red.
Yeah. Pep Boys.
Pep Boys the same red.
I think Burlington's is a little darker. I don't think it's the
same red. You see, the wisdom is already coming out.
I think theirs is a little different, yeah.
I'm going to search right now.
But must be because, obviously, they realize that it's eye-catching to have the bright red.
The bright red.
Yeah.
It pops.
And what about when WNEP has a weather alert day? What
it's
do we
the
do?
Red.
It's the
red.
Same red. It's like, it's your shirt red.
It is.
Yes.
That must
bright
just
red.
That must just signal alert, danger, great things are happening. Even the baboons with their red rear end. It's saying,
do we have to go there?
Really?
It's saying something's up, something big, something important.
Yeah.
Something exciting.
I don't know if I'd say that about a baboon's rear end, but you go right ahead.
Well, are you going to go next, Joe?
I want you to go next, if you don't mind, because I'm going to search Burlington's logo to see if he's right.
We'll just skip Joe. Why don't you go next?
Oh, no, you picked the question.
Are you sure?
Keep fighting, ladies.
You're afraid
keep
I picked
fighting.
A bad one, aren't you?
Maybe.
You never know.
Burlington Department Store logo. Let's see if it's a different
one. Oh, this is actually a good question, Brian.
They're all good, Mindy. How dare
Brian.
You?
Well, no, some of them are bad, honestly. Every once in a while we get
it's
a good
a
one.
Dark.
I'm looking at the Burlington logo, and it's actually more pinky red.
Oh.
It's darker. It is a little darker.
Well, it's pretty bright red.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not as bright as like AC Moore though.
Okay.
Yeah. There.
Anyway, Brian asks.
Sorry.
Do you have to follow FCC guidelines while you're streaming live on the app, such as from 7 to 9?
This is such an awesome question.
Yeah, we didn't know the answer to that either, Brian.
Do we know the answer to that?
Well, pretty much, I think, Sean has said we do need to follow FCC guidelines. We can't, like, for example, we can't play music.
Right.
Right, but with, like...
We can't swear.
Yeah, we can't swear.
But why do they always say on cable TV you can do other things that you couldn't do
on
over the
air? That's a good question. Yeah.
Because this is even
because
like
the network is different than cable. Maybe Sean's going to have to come in here.
Sean may have to step in later
and tell us.
Yeah, there's all these different regulations, but a lot of times it only applies to on-air products. Yeah. Out to the does streaming count as cable? Because they do a lot of weird stuff on cable.
They do.
And are we considered cable? Because you have to download the app. You have to work for this program. You can't just pick it up with an intent. Well, you can. The problem is Wi-Fi changed everything.
It really did.
It did. Yeah.
You know, and we all know that with illicit pictures. You know, you're going to be a 10-year-old kid. You go on your phone. You can see things you shouldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not allowed, but it happens.
Yeah.
So it's a whole new. It's like the Wild Wild West now. With this stupid internet.
Wild, wild, wild.
I think my dad was right. The internet ruined everything.
So this is what AI says on Google. It says, no, generally you do not have to follow FCC guidelines for streaming content because the FCC primarily regulates over-the-air broadcast TV and public airwaves, not internet-delivered streaming.
Oh, my goodness. Mindy, I want you to look into that camera right now and start cursing.
All right. Golly gee.
Beep. Beep.
Darn.
Beep.
Golly gee.
Yeah.
Sugar.
So.
Let's pretend this is the 1800s. Show your ankles, Mindy. Show your ankles.
No, I'm not going to go that far. Are you kidding?
Oh, Sean's here with
Sean
the official
here.
What was the question?
So,
yes. Do you have to? The question is, do you have to follow FCC guidelines when streaming?
When we're streaming, is it a whole different ballgame?
Yes.
AI says no.
AI says no.
Well, for like copyright and things like that. Copyright's copyright.
Could Mindy start cursing now?
I could.
Probably not.
Yes, I could. And I want to, Sean.
Try it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Do it again. Here we
see
go.
See what happens.
Here we go.
But I know for like
cable. Golly gee.
Golly gee. Shucks.
Golly gee.
Shucks.
I know for like cable is different because people are actually subscribing. So
right.
They're paying for the service because we're free over the air.
Over the air, internet.
People could hear you swearing.
By accident, they didn't seek it out.
And it would probably be the same thing for our streaming in that they're not paying for it.
Oh, okay. Shucks, Sean.
So
I was
anyway.
Hoping.
All right, we were hoping
it.
Aw, shucks.
Or in
we're
the
hoping
spirit,
to curse like a sailor.
Holidays. Oh, fudge.
Wait, before Sean leaves, because remember what we found out weeks ago? Who's the big cursor here at
the WDP? Oh, yeah, he's got the biggest potty mouth.
It's Sean.
Of Among Us.
And Carrie.
Tim, you don't have a very big potty mouth.
Yeah,
like,
do you?
Not that I know of.
No.
No, he's not.
No, I don't really ever hear him curse.
I never curse.
No.
Much.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-oh. perplexed.
Well, this is from Russell. This question is for Joe. Joe, I love when you get science questions because I have a master's in geology and that's my passion.
Ooh.
However, I'm almost 48 and work in TV production. Is there anything I can do at this point in my life to tap into my science degree?
He's messing with me. If he's 48 years old and has a master's degree in geology, he's not looking for me for career advice. He's messing with me.
Huh. You think so? In TV production, where?
Oh, he wants a job in TV production?
No, he works in TV production.
I'm like wondering
where.
Yeah,
but dude, if you have a master's degree in geology, oil companies would love to have you, environmental companies.
True.
He doesn't have to hear that from me. I mean, he knows that. So I think he's messing with me.
Okay.
Well, maybe he looks up to you and wants advice from you.
Okay, so... Russell, Westerman, I think right now you should stop what you're doing, get some resumes out, start firing out emails to oil companies, gas companies, state departments of environmental protection, colleges, universities. You can teach.
Update your LinkedIn.
Update your LinkedIn.
Reach out.
Get aggressive and start living out your dream and passion and stop working for what?
Television production.
TV production. That's a whole different ballgame.
It really is.
Yeah. How do you end up in TV production if you have a master's degree in geology?
How do you end up in TV if you have a master's in whatever you have.
Yeah.
Well, science. I mean, yeah. Maybe he's asking me because I have no background in TV and I'm here. But
yeah.
Of course, I do science. I do meteorology, and that's where they cross. Of course, no one cares what geology is to the daily public. You know, no one's going to worry about, oh, is there a tremor in California today? So sorry, sir, we can't use you here.
Sorry.
But there's definitely a need for geologists all over the place, and you don't have to be in TV production.
Now I'm confused because we went out of order. Like, whose turn?
We're going counterclockwise.
You didn't go yet.
But we went Mindy, Nikki. Or did you pass yours on to her?
No, she went.
Okay.
So you're up.
So we're going I hate going counterclockwise. It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right.
My chi is all messed up.
John's off. We're spicing it up.
Okay.
This is an attack on me. I love it. Yvonne says, Joe needs a speech class to pronounce the word, the letter R.
Huh.
R.
Especially on Thursday when he leads to the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger.
Oh, she thinks, I wonder if she misses the whole point.
Oh, it's the Long Ranger.
I think she missed the whole point. Yvonne, you're the dummy here. I hate to say that. So what I did is I took the Lone Ranger and I turned it into the Long Ranger.
Because it's a long range forecast.
Because it's a long range forecast. It's a play on words. So I'm not supposed to say Lone Ranger. I'm purposely saying long range forecast. So every week when I'm out there going, it's time for the Long Ranger.
She thinks you're saying it wrong.
She's scraping her hands on the desk going, he's saying long instead of lone.
Oh. She's got her Lone Ranger cup and hat on.
Yeah.
She's frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm doing that on purpose, Yvonne. So get with the program, honey.
All right. It's your turn there, Tim.
Tim, what'd you do all morning long? You were out and live with Nikki.
Yeah, shooting. We were at the train museum. It was really fun. What a good time.
What the people need to know about Tim is he replaced Paul Kielbasa as Mr. Whamcam.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a big.
Yeah. Wednesdays at the morning at 7 o'clock. You can see me in his finest.
That's
work.
Right. Yeah, so Tim and I go way back now.
Yes, we do.
Deep.
Okay. All right. Okay. I was in the backyard with my two schnauzers and chicken suits in 23. Mm-hmm. I saw Joe about 2 months later with one of the dogs, Oliver. He didn't remember us. My question is why?
That's an easy one. He must be talking about the bike ride.
He said the backyard.
Listen, sir.
Two schnauzers.
Did we have a schnauzer race or something, or what was that?
I don't know.
Mindy, stick up for me.
I was here in 23. I don't remember that.
Well, Mindy, stick up for me. We meet so many people.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We do so many things. If I meet you, not that I think I'm some big shot, but a day later I'll forget you. Sometimes hundreds, thousands of people a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's overwhelming.
Bars, restaurants. Yeah. People say hi. We've had guests in the backyard here since the late 90s. I can't remember.
So many times if people come up to me, I have no idea if I really know them or if they just know me.
Or they're pulling your leg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you before.
Yeah. I have no idea. So.
And not only that, add to the list, I have 60 students each semester at Marywood University.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them twice a week, and sometimes I'll see them 2-3 years later, and they're like, hey, and I'm like, do I know you?
Yeah.
You can't remember all these people.
Yeah. I forget what it is. The brain can only register a certain amount of faces.
Yes.
That's probably true.
Yeah. I don't remember how many, but it's only a certain amount.
But yet...
Do you have the select few students that you do remember over time? Like, wow.
There's definitely a select
everybody
few.
Everybody does. Yeah.
Whenever something stands out in life, it's going to be memorable. But, you know, without sounding like a jerk, we stand out because we're on TV. So when someone meets us, they're going to remember it forever because it was a unique thing.
Right.
You know, just like when I go to shows, concerts of a certain musician or a rock star, so to speak, I'm going to remember that. They're not going to remember me.
Right.
And I'm not a rock star, but we're a guy on TV, so we see so many people. And Nikki says to everybody, she's a big deal. And when you meet her, you'll remember the rest of your life.
That's true.
True.
because she's wearing Burlington red.
It's absolutely
quite the experience to meet Nikki, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. Oh, I see it every day, man.
Oh, I bet you do, Tim. Yes, you two work together.
Watch it, Tim.
Tim, you know what I just noticed? Look at these two together.
Oh, we got the green on.
The green and the red. It's all Christmas right now.
And me and Nikki had Christmas colors. We didn't even plan it.
Except for Joe, he's just soggy blue.
Very soggy. He's blue Christmas.
Yes, there you go.
I am freezing. Too.
What five-letter word typed in all capital letters can be read the same upside down?
Oh, God.
Tanya from Nanticoke.
Don't look at the. Does she have the answer?
Yes.
Does she?
Don't look.
Oh, I just looked.
Oh, is it something we'll ever get?
Nope.
What is. Wait, say that. All right, again.
Five-letter word.
Okay. In all capitals, it has to be capital letters.
And when you hold it upside down,
it reads the same.
So there's got to be an H in there.
No, there does not have to be an H in there.
No, because that's the same upside as...
Like a B or a D, maybe. That would be kind of...
But then it's going to be backwards.
Yeah, it's going to be backwards. What letters go both ways?
Yeah.
I can only think of
H. T would go, right?
Well, T, you said upside down.
Oh, it's upside
backwards.
Down.
Upside down.
Oh.
There's no letters that work upside down. It's H.
I would work.
H-I. And S would be reversed. Is S?
No, S works.
So when we hear your answer, are we going to be surprised or be like, oh?
Yeah.
You'll be surprised.
What is it?
Swims. You want to look at it?
Turn that thing upside.
S-W-I-M-S. So the M,
right.
M and the
swims.
W.
Wow.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Swims.
Tanya, where do you come up with this stuff? Do you make it up or do you like look on the internet?
The W, S-W-M is then, that's right. Oh my God.
Isn't that cool?
This changed my whole life.
Wow. Did you ever do that with the calculator? You use the numbers and make them into letters? Oh, yeah.
Swims. You can use that at parties now.
Yeah.
Swims.
Wait, is it Tim's turn? Or oh, no.
No,
Mindy, just go with the flow.
I can't go counterclockwise.
Mindy swims.
Yeah, swims.
Swims.
It's big. Yep.
But is swims even a word? Like I'm going for a swims?
He swims.
Joe swims.
Okay, he swims.
Swims
Joe
with
swims.
The fishes.
Mindy swims. Nikki swims.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody swims.
Oh, it's a Travis
swims.
Question.
All right, it's about time.
Trav.
All right. Why do we have towels for the beach and for the bathroom? Why can't we just have one towel? What makes a beach towel a beach towel?
Wow, is that good. Wow. All right.
Well,
so,
I mean, a beach towel you lay down, or like it's for laying down in the sun, and it's a little thicker, and a bath towel's not as nearly as long or big.
It's, I don't know.
I think that's correct. Yeah.
I think the length and one's got to take on like sand and salt water and the other's like
what
soap
do you take on? You think they're extra durable?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're laying down in sand all day, I would imagine.
So it's the length?
Probably the length.
The material?
The length and the material.
Beach towels are usually a little thinner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are thinner.
They seem thinner.
Yeah.
But why? So if you show up at the beach with a bath towel, you're gonna look like a maniac.
I know,
it'd be a little weird. Yeah, it's a little crazy.
And then, of course, you have the beach blankets.
Yeah,
I have some of those, like where they don't retain the sand or whatever, they're just like a material that doesn't hold sand.
I remember sometimes as a kid, I would just grab a towel, it would be a bath towel going to the pool, and I would feel dumb.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Did anyone ever catch you and mock you and say, look at beach girl?
No,
look at the
but I would
bath
just
towel.
Feel like kind of try to hide it because I was shy, Nikki.
But people,
I'm like, oh, I have a bath towel.
Oh, you see, everyone.
You're
just,
so cute.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a therapy session.
It is.
Please tell us more. So after you felt that way.
How did that make you feel?
Yeah, then
just embarrassed.
What?
Embarrassed.
Shy. Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want anyone to see I have a bath towel.
Now, do you,
become weird.
Now, could you tell us why you didn't have a beach towel at the moment?
Probably because they were in the wash. Because we went to the pool every single day.
Oh, yeah. I always, this is even worse. I always brought bathtub towels to the pool and didn't know there was a difference. So
I've done that before.
Yeah.
If
I was little, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have been like, there's a beach towel.
Yeah.
And there's, because in Iowa, we don't have lots of beaches. We do have lakes. I shouldn't say that. We do have lakes, but.
Well, let's all get something out. I'm still embarrassed about biting my toenails.
You should be.
Oh, no.
So that's a moment in my life that.
Yeah,
get over.
You'll never take it back.
We should all. Yeah, Art. Here's one for me. I remember being about 11, 12 years old, so it's almost puberty time, right? And my mother bought me. I said, I want. It's you're at that age where peer pressure means a lot, and I said, I want you to get me because she. I never went shopping with her. She would buy me clothes and stuff. But you know when you're in that transition, like you don't buy your own clothes anymore, but you want to. Mm-hmm. Your mother still buys your clothes. You're like in seventh grade. And you know, she's not buying stuff that's cool anymore. So I said, I need new sneakers for the school year. And she bought me, they were called Kangaroos. Do you remember
yes,
Kangaroos?
Yes, I remember Kangaroos. No.
They had little pouches on the side.
Oh, God.
And you would put like money or coins in it. And they were called Kangaroos. And all my friends had Adidas and Nike.
And
Nike.
You did not have
Kangaroos. So, and I had Kangaroos.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I was made fun of.
That must have been hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seventh grade, that's tough.
If you show up with Kangaroos on and everyone has Nikes, it's
that's a rough go.
Yeah. I'm surprised you survived that.
I'm glad I got that out. So, Nikki, it's your turn. Oh, no, you got it. Mindy, it's your turn. No, to admit something. Mindy, she had the beach towel. You need something to get out.
Yeah.
A therapy session.
Nikki, the towel, me, the Kangaroos. Mindy said,
I didn't even know what a beach towel was.
Tim, here we go. Get it out. It's going to help you, man.
Gee, I got to think about that. Jeez.
You want to think about it, then save it till the end?
Maybe, yeah. You want to go, I'll think about it. I'll think of a really good one.
You have to beat the Kangaroos because nothing is embarrassing.
I don't know if I'm going to beat the Kangaroos.
That's embarrassing.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Was there a point, too, where you stopped having your mom cut your hair because you wanted a nicer haircut than
all
the home,
that. And the
home
clothes,
haircut?
Yeah, the same thing with the clothes.
Yeah, my husband said that, too. His mom always cut his hair, but then after a while, he's like, as a becoming a teenager, you're like, no, I need a real haircut so I don't look goofy. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Mindy, I said it before. Puberty ruins everything.
It does. Yeah.
Because you start
caring
about
the shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Puberty changes everything.
Oh, wait. You want like a...
Uh-oh.
Wait, you want something that like you're embarrassed by?
Yeah.
Something that...
Tell us something embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is more like, I'll keep it back to movies and stuff, but when I was younger, this is just a funny thing. I've always been like a superhero comic book person, but when I was in fourth and fifth grade, if you said that, you'd get like made fun of on the playground, like that kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
be big then. That. I think you get fun of when you're an adult. You get made fun of.
I still do, and I still get made fun of. just kidding, jokes. Well, now they're cool because all the movies are popular.
What was it? Give it to us.
Yeah.
But then. It's funny, around when The Dark Knight came out in 2008, then suddenly they became cool around everybody. And I was like, you guys have made fun of me for like 2 or 3 years, and now you're all going to say, like, you're on the bandwagon for it. But
funny.
I guess that was something I was a little upset. But
it,
now I'm
man,
okay.
You had a good childhood.
Yeah. I'm sure there's something else I can't think of, but it's just off the top of my head.
I'm gonna lend you some Kangaroos. You want to be made fun of? Whose turn is it?
Your turn.
You're up.
They had a little zipper pocket in the side, Mindy.
I thought they were cool when I was little. Yeah. Yeah, I liked them.
Yeah, they were called
Kangaroos. Joe, I wanted Kangaroos, and I didn't get them. All right.
Is that the brand?
What do you think of that?
They were called Kangaroos.
Yeah.
It was the brand, not the shoe name.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a good-looking sneaker with a little pocket on the side.
It wasn't Nike.
Nikki, a question for you.
Ooh.
I'll make sure it's all right now. I don't have to hit the bell. I don't know. You want to read that? It might be a bell question. I'm going to leave that to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right,
she gave me permission.
Okay.
I was watching Channel 16 News, and this was from November the 22nd, not too long ago. And I noticed Nikki Kreiz looks a lot thinner than she did a couple years ago. Did she lose weight? If she did, congratulations. She looks really good.
Thank you. That's nice.
I lost
40 pounds.
Girl.
Just in like the past like 3 years.
Whoa.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so tell us what's going on, how you did it, or you don't want to say that? I don't know.
No, I always say stress and anxiety, but
that'll do it.
I decided to cut down on alcohol a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a drunk?
No, I wasn't.
I wasn't a drunk.
How eloquently put.
Sometimes I would like drink a bottle of wine after work.
A lot of carbs.
A lot of carbs. I don't do that anymore. Just really limit it to the weekends. And I cut my food portions basically in half.
Wow, that's interesting.
But what made you get to that point where you said, this is it, I'm changing my life? Like, did you try before? Was this a new chapter? Something inspired you?
Just like try everything. And it was just miserable.
I was so tired
of like feeling bloated. My face would feel so bloated. And yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. I mean, I guess I don't know you very well from previous years. Yeah. So, I mean,
I would just eat and eat and eat and like eat myself sick.
It's so much fun to eat.
It is so much fun to eat. But honestly, cutting your portions in half is harder than you would think.
Yeah.
But like going and getting dessert, having like I would want to have like 2 donuts. Now I will have 1 donut. I still eat dessert all the time, but like just, you know, eat when I go out to eat, half of maybe I'll have half of a cheeseburger instead of the full cheeseburger and bring the other half.
These are all right. So yeah. It's not the old word. Or you don't want to say.
No.
Ozempic?
I mean,
yeah, everyone's on that now.
I think that is great. And anybody who's on that, I think that's great.
You didn't do that, though.
No. But mm-hmm. I think I would.
Well, it is something people struggle with so much. Yeah. A lot of people have used the medication as a way, like, tried everything, didn't feel like they were getting anywhere, and tried Ozempic.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, I just had a voice in my ear and I lost it.
Getting too serious. Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on.
You look great, Nikki. We only have a couple minutes left.
You look fabulous.
Tim, now remember, your grandpa's watching. I want you to look into that camera.
Oh, is he watching?
He's watching and make him proud right now. It's going to be a good grandpa question. Here we go.
Oh, gosh. Why do some ads from WNEP say 5-7-0 and others say 5-7-0? The letter O.
We already had this one.
Yeah, we already have to pick another one.
Pick a different one.
You know, zip codes, people say O. Phone numbers, they say O. Sometimes they say 0. Whatever.
Yeah, O is just a shortened form of 0.
Yep. Ozempic.
Ozempic.
Nikki's not on Ozempic. Ozempic.
This is a fun one. This is from Jocelyn and Kingsley.
Okay.
This question is for everyone. Do you generally drive in the right lane, or do you have a lead foot and drive in the left lane? Do you drive like a grandma, keep up with the traffic, or do you pretend you're in the movies?
We only have a minute left. Everyone answer this question. You go first since it was your question.
I drive safe. I drive in the left lane for passing only, and I keep in the right lane for the most part.
I drive like a maniac. It's a problem. It goes with my personality. Hardly ever use the blinker above the speed limit, in and out of traffic, zipping around. Everyone moves too slow for me.
And I can attest to that.
That's true. I've been behind you when you didn't use your blinker, and I was very angry about it.
The whole world moves too slow for me. I can't control this.
A little bit of both for me.
A little bit of both, and I just let my car drive for me.
So big shot, Mindy!
It's so nice. Someday you'll understand.
Well, at least you don't wear kangaroos.
That's true. Maybe they'll come back in style.
When they come back in style, I have a size 7 waiting for me in my closet,
there
baby.
There you go.
All right, we'll catch you next time.
Thanks so much.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.